Hi, it's Alice here, and I am your guide as we travel through The Looking Glass, where you will experience inspiring, transformative, and cosmic conversations to enhance your life and personal evolution. I am so excited and delighted that you're here to explore how we can have greater fun, flow, freedom, and fulfillment on this amazing journey through time and space with the power of quantum connection. So let's get this show on the road. Hello and welcome back to part two. I am so pleased that you decided to return to the next part of my Through the Looking Glass podcast series with me, Alice, your host, so that we can continue our journey through the Looking Glass, a metaphysical portal through time and space, where I'm sharing about the power of quantum connection and how connecting with heart in times of crisis can change and save lives. In part one, I introduced you to the concept of quantum connection and the first key of accessing the power of quantum light and energy, which is remembering who you really are, an infinite and unlimited being, like all beings and matter in this universe, which originated from the quantum field. And when we align ourselves to this quantum energy, love, and light, we move through a portal of endless possibilities in every area of our life. So here in part two, I'd like to go a little deeper into quantum theory and share my second key of leveraging the power of quantum energy, which really comes down to being certain of your infinite and unlimited nature. And I'll explain why, from a quantum mechanics perspective, it's essential to be certain of your ability to leverage and focus this quantum energy to realize your greatest potential, or whatever it is you want to feel, do, think, and be. But first, a bit more background on this quantum theory business, because I feel it's important to share a few evidence points. I know that I needed to hear this in order to truly be convinced that this was going to be the focus of my life's work. And this is what empowered me and encouraged me to use this with clients all over the world and to see thousands of people heal and transform their lives through the power of quantum interventions. So quantum mechanics describes how the universe works at a subatomic level. That is, a level smaller than atoms. It is also known as quantum physics or quantum theory. And a quantum of energy is a specific amount of energy. Quantum mechanics describes how that energy moves and interacts at a subatomic level. Everything in the universe is made up of quantum matter. Just like that Moby song, you remember that one? We are all made of stars. We all roll, fly, or walk in line with consistent and reliable laws of quantum physics, which govern our entire universe. Now, much of that we can see, and much of that we can't see, but that doesn't make it any less true. So we're now traveling into the wild and wonderful world of quantum, where consistent and universal laws are invisible, but still very real. Quantum waves and particles are invisible to the naked eye, but it doesn't make them any less real than the laws of gravity or the speed of light. And in fact, all of these laws come from the same school of thinking. But because they're invisible in action, this is where people can get a little uncomfortable, and they want hard, tangible evidence. They want to see it to believe it. Which is why I'm a big fan of people like rockstar astrophysicist Brian Cox, who I will come back to later, because he's literally a rock star. I mean, he played keyboards in a UK band with this very rocking number one hit before he studied astrophysics and worked with heavy hitters like Stephen Hawking. I mean, the guy is a quantum dude extraordinaire. And we went to see him live, and he explained that quantum theory is widely accepted amongst astrophysicists. What they don't understand is why people choose to stay on their limited path of focus when infinite options are available to them by focusing on the multitude of quantum light variables. The bottom line is, if Brian Cox backs quantum theory, sign me up. You feel me? Energy flows where your focus goes. And where we place our focus expands energetically through the power of our awareness and intent. Why is this important? Because whatever you choose to focus on, you will draw more components to create more of that chosen emotional or mental experience that you're focusing on into your energetic field. You can focus on anxiety or anger or frustration, and that will bring more components into your condition to continue on that path of emotional focus. Or you can choose gratitude, appreciation, and abundance and draw far more of that into your experience. Now, the reason I bring up people like Brian Cox is to evidence that this is not woo-woo positive thinking. Along with astrophysicists, neuro and medical scientists have validated that when we focus our heart-mind connection and communication, we can change our neurological, physiological, and emotional state. So what is known as our heart-brain, the power that we have through focusing on our heart, which was a principle validated in psychology back in the late 1880s, when you focus on your heart-brain coherence and the messages that your heart is sending your brain, in a very targeted way, you can establish brain and heart coherence to establish harmony, balance, and happiness, and attract more of that mental and emotional well-being into your life every single day. You can reset yourself on a regular basis, neurologically, emotionally, and physically, to think, feel, and be in an uplifted, grateful, peaceful, or whatever your optimal state is, despite what's happening around you. That's the power of quantum connection and heart-mind coherence. You can consciously and deliberately change how you think and feel frequently through the power of your focus. This doesn't mean we become robots and we aren't affected by other people and things. It means we can actively choose how we want to feel more of the time, no matter what circumstances you find yourself in, even COVID-19. When you reset yourself emotionally, mentally, and physiologically each and every day, you emit electromagnetic signals that change and transform your life in any way imaginable. This heart-brain focus is something that ancient healers and masters have known for millennia. Now it's the focus of scientists, experts, and modern-day mystics. And who doesn't want to be a modern-day mystic? As an esoteric aside, and then we'll come back to the nature of the universe, because I'm well aware that the quantum matter gets a bit dense sometimes. Pun unavoidable, but more on black holes later. My journey in mysticism started way back when I was doing my bachelor's degree at university in Canada. I was studying classical philosophy and metaphysics. I was wired for this stuff from day one. And I remember my friend saying to me, "What on earth are you going to do with that degree, Alice?" And for many years, it was abundantly clear that metaphysics did not translate into any immediate commercial value. "What skills do you have, Miss Crawley?" "Well, I can take you through the Socratic method and say shoo in Latin." Hence why I eventually went to Japan after my degree to study Japanese, and then again went through another esoteric detour into Eastern philosophy and healing practices. Alas, back to quantum energy and electromagnetic signals. So you and I and all of us have a heart brain. And this heart brain sends signals to our cerebral brain, our nervous system, and affects our emotional state. If you wake up and you're not particularly conscious about what you're thinking or feeling, or you don't meditate and train your brain, you are likely to find yourself repeating similar emotional and mental habits day in and day out. Your feeling state may be depressed or anxious or optimistic, but if you don't activate heart-brain coherence through meditation or visualizations, all of which I'll be sharing with you, you may find yourself slipping back into old patterns, behaviors, or painful emotions repeatedly. Now, I'm assuming if you're here and listening to me on this podcast, you would probably prefer to activate quantum focus to be in your most abundant, peaceful, and purposeful state of being. Remember, you will emit electromagnetic signals through your heart-mind communication, whether you're conscious of them or not. So it's your choice. You can actively focus with loving intent on heart-mind coherence every morning to generate greater appreciation, love, peace, and abundance. Or you can wake up each day repeating the same emotional and mental patterns and attracting more of the same that brought you that in the first place. Assuming you're keen to tap into the power of quantum connection to lead and live with love even during times of crisis, then the meditations I will share with you will help you train your heart brain with techniques that empower you to feel harmonious, appreciative, and balanced on a daily basis, regardless of what pandemic we may be facing into as a species. With that said, back to the second key of the power of quantum connections, which is this. Certainty is the electromagnetic signal which translates your thoughts into reality. I'll say that again because it is a very important key to leveraging quantum connection to change and save lives and change your life. Certainty is the electromagnetic signal which translates your thoughts into reality. So when you create a physiological, emotional, or mental state with certainty, it will become your reality. And that sounds simple enough, right? Yes and no. It's a practice. And practices are never perfect and it's never done. It's all part of our evolution. So what gets in the way of our certainty when we know how we want to feel, but we just can't seem to feel that way? Being human? Yeah, that old chestnut. We are human beings, and it is natural and normal to have emotional reactions or emotional baggage or histories of anxiety or depression or unfounded fear, compulsions, addictions, old patterns, beliefs, scripted roles that get in the way of feeling how we want to feel. The problem is if we hold on to those painful emotions, doubts, or limiting beliefs, it prevents us from having the peace of mind, freedom, and happiness that we deeply desire. It's as simple as that. Easy, not necessarily easy, but simple in principle, yes. And you and I know that we have the key to our own peace of mind, freedom, happiness, and unlimited abundance in every dimension of our life. We know that. But if you and I hold on to anger, fears, or frustrations, however well justified the anger, I mean, when I'm angry, they're never wrong. I'm always the one that's right, right? It doesn't matter. We know that. We know that when we are angry, we only poison ourselves. It clogs our channels and makes it difficult or even impossible to flow quantum love and light with any kind of focus or certainty. The empowering truth is this: the choice is yours. You can choose to be a clear conduit to optimize your access to quantum life and light and allow the full magnificence of who you are to shine through with clarity, certainty, and confidence. And your confidence and your certainty will come when you are clear of emotional and mental blockages, regardless of how or why you have them. It just doesn't matter. Whatever the source of your grief or your upset or your pain, it still blocks your channel. And as I say, it's a practice. It's never perfect and it's never done. But please know this: when you choose to clear your channel and access your birthright to quantum power, peace, and abundance with certainty and coherence, that certainty through quantum electromagnetic signals will translate what you feel and think into the reality you desire. The certainty comes from knowing that you already are all that you need to succeed. You already are all that. Remember, that's who you are by definition in this quantum universe, a magnificent creator capable of being, doing, having, and feeling whatever you want, whenever you want. It's not about what you need to get or achieve to be what you want to be. It's what you need to let go of with love. So what do you need to offer up to see the light of what you already are? And that's why I'm here and why I do what I do, to remind you, as others have done for me, of who you really are, and to help you cultivate that certainty that you already have all you need to be who you want to be. And whether success for you is having peace of mind, flow, fun, happiness, healthy and happy relationships, a great career, a loving family, you are enough. And I learned the hard and highly expensive way. How do you think I found myself down a rabbit hole of $185,000 in credit card debt across two continents? I never felt like I was enough. And I kept thinking that I could buy my way out of my grief and my depression and my anxiety and my low self-worth, or drink or drug it away. My under-earning and overspending fueled my self-doubt and led to chronic debting and deep despair. Sadly, much of modern marketing taps into the fear of people who don't feel like they are enough. I hate to say it, but low self-worth sells products. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with buying products that make you feel good. Go for it if it makes you happy. But there's a place for that. And we need to be mindful. We need to spend mindfully. And if you have a propensity, like I did in my time, to want something to fill the gap, there are plenty of people out there selling you the dream or the solution to your pain and your problems. Like, it's ridiculous. Get this now. Don't wait. You're a loser. Have it delivered to your door in under 30 minutes. Get this mixer. It will solve your loneliness now. The truth is, we don't need the new mixer. You are inherently enough. You are more than enough. What do you need to surrender to be aligned with your highest self? It's already in you, at your core of your quantum being, in your heart. When we let go of the anger, the self-doubts, the limiting beliefs, or the reasons why we don't have what we want or feel the way we want to feel, then you can trust with absolute certainty that you are worthy of being a clear, loving, and divine channel to receive, allow, and create a life that you love. You can be happy, fulfilled, empowered, and free every single day, regardless of the conditions and circumstances. All you need to do is align to who you really are. And on the way to that, we also need to acknowledge and accept our humanness. You and I aren't bad for having anger or doubt or anxiety at times. It's part of our human experience and condition. And the more we appreciate who we are, all of it, the dark and the light, the more we convert the challenges into opportunities to bring more of what we love into our experience. It's all part of our journey. And as I said, it's never perfect and it's never done. That's the nature of our evolution and expansion. And as we move through this portal of limitless possibilities together, we all have adjustments to make. We all have imperfections. And we all have vulnerabilities. And we're all doing the best we can with what we have and what we know at any given point in time. And still, we can choose, even within the context of complex change and uncertainty, to focus with loving intent on being the best version of who we can be and tap into that certainty that you are already enough, that you already have what you need to be happy and successful and free. And with the meditations I'll share with you, taking you on this journey through space and time, you can let go of what blocks you from activating your abundance and happiness and success. And by appreciating yourself and how you feel at any given moment in time, knowing that you're perfectly imperfect. Like me, still evolving, shifting, and letting go as we go. My challenge to you before I sign off is to consider what you need to lose to be free. Or what is it you need to believe to be fully happy, empowered, and free? Please listen to my free meditations number 2 and 3 with this podcast series. And they will help you relax about where you're at in your journey, to release what's not serving you, and to reset again and again and again. And I encourage you to do this at least once a day, ideally first thing in the morning as you're still waking up, when you're ebbing in and out of consciousness, which is a topic for a whole new episode, for at least 20 or 30 minutes. And even if you can only do one of the shorter meditations for 10 minutes, please do this to develop your heart-brain coherence, to create and recreate your quantum emotional, mental, and physical state of being so that you can align to your highest state, your quantum being, every single day. So until next time, I encourage you to enjoy your process of expansion and evolution and refinement. And I thank you for joining me on this episode of Through the Looking Glass with me, Alice, your guide. And I look forward to connecting with you again real soon. Until then, take care and be well. Thank you for joining me in another adventure through the looking glass with me, Alice, your personal guide. As we access the power of quantum connection to help you align to your unlimited abundance, possibilities, and potential. Until next time, remember who you are, a quantum being of infinite love and light. Have fun, stay well, and enjoy the journey.